This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sa'ad Taslim. We're talking about the tricks of shaitan in the month of Ramadan. Now, as we mentioned in a previous video, people assume that the shayateen, all of the shayateen are tied up. The Prophet ﷺ said that in the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are tied up. But it's not actually all of the shayateen. Most of the shayateen are tied up, but Iblis, for example, is not tied up, and our personal qareen, our personal shaytan, he may not be tied up as well. So sins can still occur in the month of Ramadan. And one of the ways shaytan influences us in the month of Ramadan is that he will get us to focus really, really hard on this one act of worship of fasting. And because we're focusing so hard on that, we slack in the other acts of worship. So you may find someone, subhanAllah, that because they're fasting, they're delaying their prayers, they're praying it at the very last moment until the time is about to go out. Sometimes people even miss their prayers, and subhanAllah, it's very odd that somebody would fast in the month of Ramadan, and which is a pillar of Islam, yet leave out another pillar of Islam, which is praying. So praying on time, praying Fajr on time, very, very important. Just because we're fasting, just because we stayed up late at night, we had a nice meal late in the night, and we were up for Taraweeh and all that, is not a reason that we should be slacking when it comes to our Fajr. And I often say, subhanAllah, we give a lot of importance to Taraweeh and making sure we finish the Taraweeh. But if you are praying your Taraweeh and your Fajr Salah is suffering because of the Taraweeh, maybe you need to cut back on the Taraweeh, because in the end of the day, the Taraweeh is not wajib. It's not mandatory upon us. However, the Fajr prayer is mandatory upon us. So it's very, very important that we are aware of those type of issues. We're aware that we're not slacking in the other sins. We're aware that we're not letting things go. We're just being easy because we are in a state of fasting. The purpose of fasting is to really heighten our worship, so that because we're fasting, our salah is better. Because we're fasting, our dhikr is better. Because we're fasting, our recitation of the Qur'an is better. And so on and so forth. So don't let shaitan convince you that because you're fasting, that you can slack on the other acts of worship. We would say, because you're fasting, make sure your other acts of worship are at a high level as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.